From the tip-top of the Holiday Inn, it's beautiful downtown! Today's show is going to be hotter than a pack of $20 sheets from the 76 station. We've got Starbucks at Disneyland, the Equestrian Neighborhood, and the Park Bar and Grill. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, say hello to your hosts, Frank Burbank and Sandy Fernando!
Hey!
What's up?
It's our sophomore effort.
It is, and we are very aware of the fact that the second episode will never be as good as the first episode, because that was just pure genius. Don't you think? It just flows out of us in that the first one. But this one, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. You be the judge. Sandy.
Yes, Frank.
What are we talking about on this special episode of Beautiful Downtown?
On today's episode, we're going to get in a time machine, and we're going to go way back 8 whole years to when we very first set foot on Burbankian soil.
Burbankian. Mm-hmm. Thrilling. Take us there. Paint us a picture.
So, we spent a little chunk of time hanging out in Pasadena. I think there was like a little bit of a purgatory sort of period.
That's true.
That's you know.
That's true.
Pasadena.
Burbank wasn't sure if it was ready for us yet. No, wait. If we were ready for Burbank.
Right. Yeah. We had to, you know, earn
right.
our...
Right.
So what would be the Burbankian equivalent to, you know, Wings?
Wings, the TV show from the 90s?
No. Oh. Earn our wings, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So what we did when we first touched down, we were initially, you know, scoping things out in order to move to L.A., was we came and we were cruising around Burbank, because this was basically the only thing we knew about L.A., mm-hmm. And we were driving around, and we came upon this really cool neighborhood, the Equestrian Neighborhood, and decided, hey, when... Well, this was before knowing that we would probably never afford to live there.
Right.
But
yes.
Before we knew that,
true.
We were like, hey, let's totally live in this neighborhood when we move here.
Totally live in this neighborhood with huge houses and tree-lined streets and a horse in every yard.
Yeah.
Natural. That's us. 6 months, tops.
So that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, folks.
And we were driving around, and we actually came upon the Walt Disney Studios, and we wanted to get inside, but, you know, you can't get inside. So we pulled up against this, you know, ivy-covered wall that was basically like, this is the dividing line.
Yeah, because you're in a residential, quiet street, and you have house, then ivy-covered wall that's like 35 feet high.
And there's, like, armed guards, you know, on the top of it.
Patrolling it.
In machine gun nests.
Mouse suits.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it is kind of creepy that we just sort of parked. Like, we were in the back. Like, we weren't like, oh, look, it's the Disney Studios. We were, like, hiding in the dark back alley behind the
studios. We weren't even sure that we could even park there. Like, does this belong to Disney? Is this residential? And we did. We went ahead and parked there and just sat in our car being like, we're so close.
Well, you should, have we talked? We should let them know that we are fans.
Full disclosure.
Of Disney parks and animation and live action movies from the 60s.
Except I really didn't like that one with the monkey and the...
The monkey and the professor?
I want to say he wore tennis shoes, and it
the
was
monkey
like,
wore red sneakers.
Yeah.
Or no, the computer wore monkey shoes. I'm getting those zany, the cat with the red sneaker monkeys. Chitty bang.
That darn.
That darn.
Disney is actually doing something kind of new. They've done this once before. We staged a little protest at that time, and we'll probably do the same thing this time.
Did we? Did we stage a protest?
You don't remember the signs and the throwing ourselves down on the road?
Oh, how could I forget? Yes, the burning Ronald McDonald in effigy outside the front gate. let's back up. Back up. So I learned today that Starbucks is now going to be located within each Disney theme park, starting with Disney California Adventure. It's not Disney's California Adventure anymore. That's another topic. Disney California Adventure, a full-blown Starbucks in the gate, and there's going to be one at Epcot and Disneyland and Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you put a Starbucks at Disney California Adventure, really? I mean, the whole thing is you're there and it's the, you know, the Los Angeles of the 1920s.
Yeah, right.
Exactly everything yes. that Walt saw when he first arrived.
Walt Disney walking down his street.
Can
Starbucks.
I get a grande iced non-fat chai? Actually, can I get soy in that? And by the way, I'm making Mickey Mouse. It's going to be so famous.
No. I don't know. I mean, obviously, yes. I like Starbucks, and I drink Starbucks. But it doesn't mean I need it and or want it in the theme park.
That's why you go to a theme park, right? I mean, to not have Starbucks. To exit the real world, as it were.
Yeah, I mean they're going to make $1 million on it. More than that, I mean, $1 million. They're going to make lots of money on this because people are going to love it. People want their Starbucks. They get up super early to go to the parks. They're cranky. They want to conquer the parks instead of appreciating the parks. And they want Starbucks. I get it. So I know that it makes financial sense for them, and maybe it will be cool, but I'm just a little...
But here's my thing. Why wouldn't they just stick that in Downtown Disney? Maybe stick it in some hotels?
Yeah, that's where it should be.
I mean, bam, there's 4 locations right there. People can get their Starbucks. They can even bring it into the park.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it if they must. And that can be it. I just don't want to see that while I'm pretending that I'm somewhere else.
No.
I mean, am I crazy? Because you tell us. You tell us.
What do you guys think about Starbucks in a Disney theme park? You can email us at beautifuldowntown@gmail.com. It's time to review a local watering hole that we frequent frequently. And that is called The Park.
The Park Bar and Grill.
Oh, it is. The Park Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
That's the
and it's
title.
Even on Burbank Boulevard.
Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California, folks.
So, and by frequently, we mean, you know, every week.
Weekly.
We actually go there for trivia. So we're in like a bar trivia kind of league thing.
Mm-hmm. We have a team. We meet with a team of compatriots, and we battle to the death with very nerdy trivia questions. Yeah.
The cool thing about... Well, I don't know if it's the cool thing. I don't know. This might be a little polarizing.
Oh, watch it.
It's a Packer bar. Now, I could care less about sports.
As in the Green Day... Green Day?
Obviously, Frank could care less about sports as well.
Obviously, no. Green Bay. Green Bay Packer Bar from Wisconsin. So it's a sort of a Wisconsin-themed bar. There's sports, Green Bay stuff all over. That isn't really why we like it.
No.
In fact, I wonder if we would go there if there was not trivia.
Oh, I'm sure we wouldn't.
No, I don't think we would.
Although, I mean, I kind of like it. It's clean.
Right. It's like...
The
it's
food
like,
is decent.
It's like the ugly kid that you don't really want to be friends with. But then you sort of have to because you're in a group project and you find out that he's actually into some cool stuff.
That he's not that bad after all.
Yeah, the park.
That he has clean bathrooms.
Yeah. Well, have you been in the men's bathroom?
No.
Yeah, don't be too hasty. But it does have a Dig Dug machine.
It does?
And an AC/DC pinball machine.
I didn't even know there were any kind of games
Whoa,
in there at all.
Whoa, you gotta look around. It's the park.
It's just, I just usually see the pool table with those, like, few guys that are always like,
yeah,
at the pool table.
Right.
And the server. Actually, it's gotten kind of to a place, and I don't know how I feel about this. if I'm like proud or excited or really, really ashamed. So like the last time we went in, the waitress, the server who's always there on Sunday nights was like, "Hey!"
How's it going? Yeah, she knows
like,
us now. It's
yeah,
like cheers.
She totally.
It's our cheers. The park is our cheers.
It is.
And
it is
we
a
are
little
norm,
bit. Yeah.
Collectively.
So we go there. We play trivia. We rock the house.
We usually win. Last night, we did not do well.
Last
all.
Night was
we,
something.
We did really terribly. We lost big time. Big time. Let's talk about the food and the drink at the park. The food falls in the category of microwaved slash fried. I don't know if the things are actually fried there, or if they're sort of they were fried somewhere else and now they've been
no they're fried there. They're fried there.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a fry machine I think mm-hmm. back there.
Yeah, we've had the chicken strips, which are good. The fries, which are pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, they're actually good. They have a salt and pepper mix on there.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper,
no. Go Gilmore Girls! a chicken wrap there that was actually very tasty. It was fresh and nice.
It was. I ate the other half of your sandwich.
That's right.
I had the taquitos. Don't do it. Don't get the taquitos. Public service announcement. The park's taquitos are a no-go. But last night I had the grilled cheese. And it was not what I expected. It was like Texas toast thick slices, which was good, but the cheese was like really runny. Kind of. But then it had solidified, so it ran, but then froze up. And I ate it quickly, just felt hungry, and it tasted fine, but the texture was a little... The drink selection at the park is, I think, pretty standard. We're not big drinkers, but last night I had a PBR, not because I'm a hipster, but because they were $2. It was fine.
Oh, what's awesome is if you order a soda, they will bring you your glass of soda, but then also, like, a giant pitcher. I mean, obviously, you know, like, the refills are probably free, but it's just nice to have that, like, right
you
there.
Know, I think the server, I think she just really likes our team, our trivia team, because she will bring us... I don't think she does it to anybody else. I think she only brings pitchers to us.
And she brings us candy.
And she brings us bowls of candy.
And popcorn.
And bowls of popcorn.
And, like, all kinds of stuff that yeah. we'd never pay for.
She's pretty cool. She's nice. We go in at the last minute. We win the trivia. Mic drop it. And run out. That's basically all we do. See a park. Nailed it.
Beautiful Downtown is recorded in beautiful downtown Burbank. Find us at beautifuldowntownpodcast.tumblr.com.